Professor He, why has Saleh chosen this time to go back to Yemen, especially when the violence there has escalated in the past few days?
I think that's exactly because the situation in back in Yemen now has becoming more and more deteriorating. So that's exactly why the President Saleh has chose to go back right now at this moment, because he is trying to support for his loyalists, for his supporter, and for those troops that still back him strongly. So I think probably he also trying to use this return to send a signal. That is, he's also tough. He will not show any weakness. Now his health is has already back to the normal. And maybe he also trying to send a signal saying now, even though the violence now is there, and he intends to use the violence to fight back. So I think this is quite dangerous signal anyway.
Well, is there a strong institutional opposition against Saleh and his backers in Yemen, much like the National Transitional Council in Libya?
They are strong, yeah, but they are lack of those institutional mechanisms like what we have seen in Libya. Because in Libya, you know, those rebel forces, they have their national NTC, National Transitional Council, established months ago, and also in their stronghold in Benghazi. So not only they have an institutional organ, they also have a stronghold. That's a base has already in the control of this National Transitional Council. But in Yemen, the opposition forces, they don't have this kind of things. They don't have a very functional institution, mechanism, and either they don't have a stronghold base.
How will Saleh's return affect the situation there? I mean, will his return make things even worse? Will the violence become even more bloody?
Oh, I think that this is unavoidable, because from the past performance that President Saleh has showed, because he has already turned down three times for that initiatives brokered by the Gulf Cooperation Council. So even before his return, and there was another a new round of negotiating endeavor has been taking place. But now with this new violence and all those negotiation process has been stopped, and it seems no chance for restart this new political process. So it seems now the situation in Yemen becoming more volatile and more violent than before. So I think his return just like add new fuel on a fire. So that will make the things more violent and more dangerous.